I'm Teresa Kuhn. I am co-founder of the 100-Year Real Estate Investor, and I'm so excited to introduce to you Mina Rickey, who is one of the members of the Jake and Gino community, and she is also born and raised in Mexico and the co-owner of Rickey's Jerky with her husband, Ryan. In her spare time, Mina actually is a multifamily real estate investor, very active in the Jake and Gino community. She is always flying out to all the events and just really excited to have you here today with us, Mina, to talk about your journey into whole life insurance and using the dual asset strategy with everything that you've got going on in real estate and your investments. So welcome to the 100-Year Real Estate Investor.
Hi, everybody. I'm so happy to be here. And thank you for inviting me, Teresa. And honestly, if I can just be straightforward, and hopefully this message can help somebody, the reason why I got interested on the 100-year policy is because the journey of real estate, multifamily, and I also full-time land acquisition, it's kind of a long journey. You don't really start seeing returns until a few years down the road. So in the back of my mind, there was always this thought of, well, what if something happens to me? You know, what will happen to my family? And I don't have children, but I do have two girls that came with my husband, and I do have my parents that I like to help. So that was always in the back of my mind. I have to hurry up so I can help them, so I can be there for them financially. And once I started listening to you at the boot camps and everything, I thought, man, this just makes so much sense. This is a great, great thing to do. But once I actually talked to you, I thought, and I actually did it, I was so calm and happy. And all of a sudden, all the stress that I had and all that rush I had to make sure I had everything in place to help my family in case I was gone, it was actually taken care of. It was there. And I could take my time deciding on what journey, what decision to make. So that's where I found the value in this.
Mina, that's so beautifully said on so many levels. Number one, like you said, you don't personally have your own children. You have your children with your husband and you have your parents. You wanted to make sure that everyone was taken care of. So the urgency to create that wealth to take care of everybody went from urgent to important. And that's such an important distinction because so many times investors make decisions because they have this urgent need to create the wealth, and the decisions they're making are not perhaps in the best long-term interest of what they're trying to create. When you're in urgency mode, you take shortcuts. You're not making the best decision sometimes. And what this gave you is what I'm hearing from you is, hey, the plan self-completes if something happens to me, so now I can be more intentional, more informed, make better decisions with my risk investing strategies than I would have before. Is that basically what you're saying?
Yes, because we were very heavily invested in a cryptocurrency called Luna. And This is what was happening. Luna was performing so well. I even feel guilty that we were not using all of our monies into Luna. It's almost like I was wasting money going into the policy. And then a couple of months later, Luna went down to like 0.0007 or whatever. And that was a big awakening moment. It's like, wow, I could have not done the policy and lost it all. But thank goodness, I mean, we were heavily invested. We had a high percentage, over 50% of our liquid money into Luna. But this just goes into showing you the shortcut. I mean, we saw it going, we saw it more than doubling. I mean, it's almost like a high, right? And the policy is boring. You just have to give, you know, monthly, and it has some return and this and that. But So it doesn't have that excitement, but I remember what you told me in one of our conversation, and you said, Mina, if you had to give every dollar in your bank account a job, would you give it a high-risk job to each one of them? And I said, no, I wouldn't. That just sounds stupid. Why would I do that? However, as human nature, we were very tempted. And for some time, I was actually feeling a little guilty that I wasn't risking the whole amount.
There's so much to unpack there. And Mina, I'm sorry that you've had that loss. And it's a stepping stone. It's learning experience. It's what some people call the stupid tax, right? It's a stupid tax to make you more mature and wise in your investing. Next time you're going to say, I've been here before. How can I be smarter about this investment that's doing really well and protect myself? So that's one lesson out of your experience. The second lesson, like we talked about, giving every dollar on your balance sheet a job. And you wouldn't give every dollar on your balance sheet the job to go chase risk. Not intentionally and not from a wise perspective. Do people all day long. I've done multiple podcasts over the years on psychology, human behavior, and investing. And it is absolutely fascinating. There's two main emotions, and that's greed and fear. And Mina, you're human. You tapped into greed. It's so human. Why is there a multi-billion dollar industry with gambling? The lotto, the casinos, they know how we're wired. And that's why they have the advantage.
Absolutely. You know what? The successful people that already gone through this, they said, well, it sucks. It stinks. You'll get over it and you'll do better next time. But then the people that haven't got to that success, they were absolutely upset about it because it's like just that fear, like you said, the greed and fear. And yes, absolutely. We learned our lesson and yes, we're excited to get over it and go move on to the next thing. Now, picking up on the first part that I said, in case I die, there is something left for me.
Yes.
The more exciting part of that about that is that in case I live, I'll have a sum of money that I can later use to invest somewhere. We are seeing the interest rates going up. Money's getting tight. We don't want to call the air word. We might see a recession coming up, right? So now money is not going to be as available and nobody's going to be throwing money at us to go buy assets. So we'll have some money put away to go buy assets if eventually do the market goes kaboom.
Exactly. It ticks off, right? The checklist, you check off so many of the benefits from the perspective of, look, we don't know what's going to happen. I've been doing radio and podcasts and interviewing some brilliant economists for a very, very long time, way before it was popular. I had the benefit and the gift, the blessing of interviewing these brilliant economists. In a couple months' time, I could talk to three different economists. They all had a different prediction for the future. And they all had amazing research and statistics to back up why they were right. And eventually they were all right, because eventually there is a recession, there's a depression, there's an inflation, money tight. Like eventually everybody's right, right? If you're in the game long enough and people remember who you are. So what this does, what the dual asset strategy does, and what we, you know, here at the 100-Year Real Estate Investor teach our clients is this helps you no matter what's going to happen in the future. Hey, the economy is good. You still need a safe place to park money. If the economy is bad, you know, 2008, money tightened. It was the people who had access to cash when the banks weren't lending that were able to take advantage of opportunities. You today, you're in the middle of investing multifamily, you did crypto. This makes you a better investor because you know, hey, I've got money put aside that I can make better decisions based on my vision and not urgent because I feel a need to take care of my family really quick. So I've got to go invest and take risk that otherwise you may not take.
That's right. That's right. And we're able to wait without the fear of missing out. We know we are part of a plan. We know we have it in place. We know it's growing. We know it's happening. And I wanted to say this strategy also is great. I just want to say a lot of people that I talk to in our community have children, and most of them, they want that legacy inheritance. They want to leave something to their kids and their kids of their kids, you know, like the Bible says. And this is just a great way, because no matter what happens, you're already doing it without having to hit that jackpot with that apartment or hit that investment. You know, it doesn't matter. You're already doing it. It's already done. It takes the pressure off. And now it's really just focusing on educating those children to become good stewards of this wealth and richness that you're leaving behind.
Beautifully, beautifully said. So, Mina, you had heard about this for a while and you did your research. What was there one factor that helped you turn the corner to get started? Because we had been talking for a while and you were exposed to the concept for a while, but what flipped the switch, so to speak, for you to move forward?
Well, this year, my husband and I actually stopped working in our business as operators, and he became a manager for our business, for Ricky Jerky. And I became this starter of land acquisition and multifamily. So we gave myself 1 year, just full time, 1 year free of any other responsibility to start this business. And I thought, what if I die in this year? Or what if something happened this year? I need to have something in place that I'm not rushing again. That shortcut word, that rushing word, that stress word, something that will take that away and I can freely focus on what I'm trying to do. Now, if I don't succeed, that's okay. I can always go back to operate in the business. But if I do succeed, we take ourselves to the next level. It's kind of like a board game, like Kiyosaki's game of the rat race. You know, we get ourselves out of the rat race and we go into the fast track if we succeed in this. So it's just that psychological help to calm down, to focus, free to focus, like the book says. And that was actually it. It's not... And of course, yeah, in a few years, I can take that money and buy a boat with it if I want to, or just go on vacation. That's fine. But for right now, it just made sense to have things in place to relieve some of that stress.
So when did your year start?
In February.
In February. And how are things going?
It's going well. See, the funny thing is, it feels like I have nothing to show except some systems that I have put in place. It took me 3-4 months to put systems in place and to know key people to do this business with. And it's amazing how much time it just takes. It's like learning to operate, to do surgery. It's like learning to put electrical boxes. It's like learning, there is that learning curve. It's going to take time. But now once we get going, I got some people waiting for some offers and things like that. Once we get going, it's just going to be unstoppable. And I'm quoting Kiyosaki again on his book, The Four Quadrants. I'm also, since I'm starting the business from zero, might as well start it in a way that I have systems where we can relegate later on. So we don't have to do everything later on. Might as well just from the beginning, just start creating those systems. So maybe in a couple of years, I can go away for a year and I'll come back and the business is bigger than I left it. That's the idea.
That's beautiful. Well, you know, the old saying says, we overestimate what we can accomplish in a year. We underestimate what's possible in 5 years or 10 years, right? And the beginning, it's like, you know, how much energy, how much fuel does it take for the jet plane to take off, right? And how much energy does it take for the plane to fly once it's at flying level, right? And so it's that those metaphors and analogies are just so true. And you had an opportunity this year by walking away from your job. It's still a business, but it was a job to go create something in real estate. You did things so intelligently. You joined the Jake and Gino community a while ago. You got coaching. You did your research. You put a system in place. You got your vision out into the future. And you said, this is what I want my future to look like. What do I need to do today in order to create that? And I don't know anything about real estate today. Let me go get the coaching. Let me understand and put systems in place, put the whole life insurance in place so that I can be a better investor.
And just to be just completely brutally honest, so many times at the beginning, it's just hard and painful to know that you don't know anything, that everything you knew is like this big, like a tiny piece compared to everything there is to know. But just be patient with yourself. You know, Rome wasn't built in one day. And the other thing, a lot of Jake and Gino listen to this. Hey guys, let me tell you, stay connected. Stay connected. Go, the ladies, go to the Ladies of Wilbur Profits with Julia Barbaro. The men, go to Toastmasters. Everybody can go to Toastmasters to practice public speaking. But it's not public speaking. It's actually networking. Keeping in touch with these guys that you can, in a given future, do deals with. Stay connected. Find your groups. Go to events. And it's amazing because I go back to the events and it's like, now I understand what Wilhelm is talking about.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, I know. It's the journey of learning is fascinating, right? It's just so interesting. And it's so unfortunate. And I think today it's different. I think there are a lot of parents that are so much more aware of the learning process. But I know when I was growing up, you made a mistake, you were shamed. Like, why are you making a mistake? And why didn't you pick that up faster or this or that? Learning is not linear. Learning, yeah. I mean, you can't understand something and implement the first time you're exposed to it. It's only after time you learn in layers. And so, I love your spirit. I love your personality. You're such a firecracker, right? And at all the events, you're always like surrounded by so many people. You're Miss Social, Miss Extrovert, for sure.
I get excited about these things. I see the value of these things and I get excited. And I guess that attracts the excitement of the other folks.
For sure. Before we close today, anything else you want to say about the dual asset strategy, working with the 100-year real estate investor team, like anything else you'd like to comment on?
Yeah, you guys are super professional. You made it really easy. You had one boy tell me, I know you don't understand everything, Mina, but just I'm here for you. Whenever you're ready, I can explain deeper. And actually, I have a little thank you card you sent me. It's just absolutely wonderful to work with you guys. Excited to see what comes along with it. And I will encourage people to join. It really does take that stress away. I mean, just thinking of all the moms and dads in the group, this is a way to really take a breath and say, okay, we're going to do this. And it doesn't matter how long it takes because my family's taken care of.
Beautiful. Well, thank you, Mina, for trusting us, trusting the process, for doing your homework, reading the materials. We do provide the materials. We've spent so much money on the education part, the videos, the books, all of that, so that one can get educated, but that you still have to pick it up. You still have to learn it and read it and trust in the process. So thank you for just being an amazing example of someone who does their homework, being a great student, and can't wait to circle back with you, let's say a year from now, and see how your year has progressed.
Let's do it.
Yeah, for sure. And one last thing that I want to say about Mina, not only did she start her multifamily investing this year and her land acquisition doing it full time, you also started a podcast called Su Razón.
Yes.
I want to give you an opportunity to pitch that real quick.
Well, it's in Spanish. So see, what happens is I live in the United States, and I see all this, and I'm surrounded by all these business people and all these like great ideas and the mindset and the structures and strategies and things like that. And I want to share them with the world. And there is so much info in English, but I don't find all that info in Spanish. It's just not business oriented. So I thought, man, I feel the call to share. So I'm just going to go for it. So I started this podcast. It's called Su Razón. It's in YouTube and Spotify. And I think that's it. And it's surazón.com. If anybody wants to check it out. Absolutely. Thank you.
You're very welcome. All right. Well, this concludes a fabulous interview with Mina Riki, the 100-year real estate investor. If you want to learn more about the dual asset strategy, we encourage you to reach out. There will be the link to our website below, and we're here to serve. We're here to help you. Thank you all.
Thank you, everybody. Bye.